In today's show, Bitcoin 7-month high dominance has Bitcoin price eyeing $25,000, but will Ethereum spoil the rally? Also, as Plan B shares, now 70% of all the Bitcoin is in profit. Also, breaking news, Strike now lets 60 million Filipinos receive instant, zero-fee remittance payments in local currency with the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Let's go. Also, breaking news, the SEC settles on security claim in Library case, and the community calls it a big win for crypto. Also in today's show, Elon Musk wants Twitter payment system built in with crypto in mind. We'll also be discussing Sam Bankman-Fried's $250 bail. Their guarantors should be made public, rules the judge. Also in today's show, breaking news, German asset manager giant DekaBank to offer Bitcoin and crypto. That's right, one of Germany's largest asset managers has selected Swiss crypto service provider Medico to offer Bitcoin-related products to its clients. Also in today's show, from $100,000 to $1 million, Plan B's prediction for Bitcoin's high in 2025. Quoting him here, Bitcoin bottom is in 2024 halving greater than 32,000, 2025 bull market greater than $100,000. Scenario could look like this. Note the $100,000, $1 million yellow range estimate for 2025. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in to today's live stream, pod episode 1180. I am your host, JV. Today is the final day of the month of January. Thus far, it's been extremely bullish. We're up over 40% for January, and we're about to have a very important monthly close. Let's dive right in and take a look at today's crypto market watch. We can see Bitcoin currently correcting, but barely in the red for the day, still maintaining above 23,100, while ETH is in the green up 0.2%, trading just under $1,600. Doge is one of the top gainers, up 8%, trading above 9 cents. You can see BNB and XRP and Cardano also pumping, but barely and in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap sitting above that $1,050 billion mark with $50 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The Bitcoin dominance is at 42.4% with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Threshold up 11%, trading at 4.7 cents, followed by DYDX up 10%, trading at $2.82, followed by Doge up 7.5%, trading just above 9.3 cents. Below that, we have Immutable, followed by Litecoin and Cardano. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we can see Mina up 35.4%, APT up 31%, and also DYDX also in the big green, currently up 66% for the week. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 51, which is neutral, virtually in the middle. Yesterday was a 61 in greed, the highest we've seen this in months. Last week was also neutral, and last month a 26 in fear. So there you have it. How many of you are pretty bullish for this monthly close? Let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, let's dive right into today's Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin eyes 25 G's, baby. On January 30th, Bitcoin accounted for 44.8% of the total crypto market cap, the highest since June of 2022. And in September 2022, Bitcoin's dominance index was at a low of 38.84%. The index typically rises when most crypto investors reduce their exposure to smaller tokens to seek safety in the king crypto. The reasons include Bitcoin's better liquidity and lower volatility than alternative cryptos or alts, primarily in the bear market. Now, as of January 31st, Bitcoin is up 38% year to date at around 23 G's. And in comparison, the second largest crypto, Ether, gained 30% in the same period. So thus far, Bitcoin is the fastest horse in the race, outpacing Ether, showing most investors remain gravitated towards Bitcoin thus far this year. So from a technical perspective, the Bitcoin dominance index may rise further in the coming weeks as it reclaims its 50-week exponential moving average, which you can see here, which is the red red wave in this chart. And in doing so, the index can rise towards 48.5%, which has acted as resistance since May 2021. But on the other hand, independent market analyst Red Capital sees the Bitcoin dominance index rising towards 46%, which coincides with the upper trend line of a giant descending channel pattern, which you can see outlined in this chart. Now, the short-term bullish scenario in the Bitcoin dominance index chart appears in line with a similar upside in the spot Bitcoin market, with the bulls currently eyeing a run-up towards $25,000. Quoting the analyst here, the strength of Bitcoin on the 4-hour chart continues to be impressive. While price action has trended sideways for over a week, the short-term indicators such as the MACD and the RSI have once again reset and are now ramping higher. A price surge to $25,000 is probable, and that's quoting Dr. Jeff Ross. Now, the bearish argument is that Bitcoin dominance index may start losing its upside momentum after testing its descending channel resistance, as it had done on several occasions in the recent past. Quoting another analyst here, this is Red Capital, Bitcoin dominance is further overextended beyond red on the monthly time frame, he notes, while citing the index's horizontal trendline support near 44.11%. The analyst adds, a monthly close above the red could set the Bitcoin dom for another dip into the red, which would benefit the altcoins, and the above analysis appears as ETH eyes potential bullish reversal versus Bitcoin in the coming weeks. Notably, ETH slash Bitcoin has been consolidating near its support area, which you can see here in the purple, inside the 0.0676 to 0.0655 Bitcoin range since January 24th, and the pair will likely see a rebound rally towards its descending trendline resistance at around 0.075 BTC if it continues to hold the support area. That in turn would reduce the Bitcoin dominance in the crypto market as Ethereum share would rise towards 20%. So there you have it. And checking out Bitcoin updating us here. I mean, Plan B reminds us that 70% of all Bitcoin is in profit. Where my long-term hodlers at? And breaking news I just came across this morning right before I went live. Jack Mahler's, this is pretty big. Strike now lets 60 million Filipinos receive instant zero-fee remittance payments in local currency with the Bitcoin Lightning Network. So shout out to Strike. As Bitcoin Magazine points out, U.S. users of Strike can now use Send globally to send instant cheap remittances to loved ones in the Philippines. Let's go as the mass adoption continues in countries around the world. That's right. And yeah, that's what's up. So let me know if you're pretty excited for that and how many of you have actually used the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Let me know in the comments below. Now let's discuss a major victory for the entire crypto industry against the SEC. In fact, they were celebrating saying F the SEC in an epic chant after their victory. So let's break down this latest case. The US SEC admitted on record that the sale of library credit tokens in the secondary market doesn't constitute a security. The settlement came during an appeal hearing in the Library versus SEC case yesterday, January 30th. Now, in what many call the victory for the entire crypto industry against the SEC's overreach regulation by enforcement, attorney John Deaton settled a major debate during the appeal hearing. The SEC was awarded summary judgment in its favor during the November 7th, 2022 hearing. The judgment categorized each sale of the library token during a 6-year period as an investment contract without going into detail about the transaction specifically. The SEC hoped to advance its effort to gain legitimacy in the secondary market and bring it under its purview as well. The SEC asked the New Hampshire District Court judge to affirm the wide, ambiguous injunction prohibiting its sale. Then Deaton, who represented tech journalist Naomi Brockwell as an amicus curiae, sought clarity for LBC secondary market transactions because he found the injunction ambiguous and broad. Now, an amicus curiae is an individual organization that is not a party to a legal case, but is permitted to assist a court by offering info, expertise, or insight that has a bearing on the issue in the case. Deaton cited a paper by commercial contract attorney Lewis Cohen that examined all security lawsuits in the U.S. since the SEC versus W.J. Howie case. Now, no court acknowledged that the underlying asset was a security at any point throughout Cohen's examination of security cases in the U.S. Deaton persuaded the judge that LBC's secondary market transactions were not securities. The SEC requested an order that does not make a distinction between library, the company's management, and users in an effort to avoid providing clarification for LBC. The judge turned to Deaton and told him, amicus, I'm going to make it clear that my order does not apply to secondary market sales. Thus, the ruling in the case came as a relief for many in the crypto community, especially XRP holders. So congratulations. Ripple is currently facing a security lawsuit from the SEC, which we all know, over the sale of XRP tokens. The recent ruling that indicates library token sale in the secondary market doesn't qualify as securities can work in a favor for the long-running Ripple lawsuit. So definitely a great omen for the entire crypto community at whole. And quoting him here, if the SEC admitted that library isn't a security, then they know for sure that XRP is definitely not a security. Let me know if you agree or disagree there. And another user suggested the ruling could force a settlement in the Ripple lawsuit, sharing the following: that's going to kill the SEC court case against XRP. Could this force a settlement? So there you have it. How do you feel this is likely to play out now that they set precedence with the library case? I feel even more confident that the SEC will lose against Ripple/XRP. But let me know how you feel this is likely to play out. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest with Twitter payments. And I actually made a post the other day because big announcement that Elon is going to be announcing crypto payments. So I said, if Bitcoin isn't included with these Twitter payments rollout, then obviously he is owned by the central bankers. So I hope that's not the case, but I'm just stating the obvious. If that is the case and they embrace Dogecoin and all the ish coins and they keep out Bitcoin, then I am a firm believer he is owned by the central bankers. If not, you know, it is what it is regardless. But hey, let's break this down. Twitter chief Elon Musk had reportedly instructed his developers to build a platform payment system in such a way that crypto functionality can be added in the future. According to a January 30th Financial Times report, two people familiar with Twitter plans said the payments feature will support fiat currencies to start, but to build accommodate cryptos should the opportunity arise. Twitter has long teased bringing payments to social media platform, forming part of Musk's stated plan to make Twitter an everything app. Quoting him here, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app, which is his main motivation, right? However, it has remained vague as to whether these payments will involve blockchain or crypto technology, despite the Twitter CEO seeing a big role for crypto on Twitter. In early December, images leaked revealing Twitter coins, a secret in development digital asset to be used for payments and tipping on the platform, with many hopeful it would involve crypto in some way. However, the more recent leaked images of the project in early January made no mention of crypto or blockchain or Bitcoin, but much to the dismay of the community. And unconfirmed rumors also emerged last October. Twitter was working on a wallet prototype that should support crypto deposits and withdrawals. However, it appears for the time being the payment system will go ahead with only fiat support. Boo. And to that end, Twitter had begun the application process for state-based regulatory licenses across the U.S. that would allow it to introduce payments to the platform. One of the sources said the company hopes the U.S. licensing process will be completed within a year. And in November, the Twitter Payments LLC registered with the U.S. Treasury Department Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, better known as FinCEN, which would allow it to process payments. And in a Twitter space just recently, or I should say around that time, Musk said he envisioned allowing bank accounts to be connected to Twitter profiles and incorporating debit cards along with the platform, being able to facilitate money transfers. And following the future approval of the U.S. licenses, Twitter would eye gaining regulatory approvals internationally, according to one of the Financial Times resources. So there you have it. What's your thoughts? Do you think the major cryptos will all be adopted into crypto Twitter payments, or do you feel it'll just be fiat and they will avoid things like Bitcoin, and maybe Elon is owned by the central banks? We will soon see. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, but obviously this is tremendous for crypto adoption, as Twitter being one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So this is definitely a bullish sign if they do adopt crypto. So I am praying, please, please, please adopt the king crypto. To me, that's all that matters. I don't care about Doge payments. I'm not going to be using Doge, just saying. But anyways, now let's break down our next story of the day. Guess what? The judge has ruled that the two mysterious folks that helped bail out Bankman-Fried on that $250 million bail are going to be revealed. So let's break this down, shall we? The two people who helped the former FTX CEO scam Bankman-Fried with his $250 million bail bond could have their identities revealed next month after a recent ruling by the U.S. District Judge Louis Kaplan. According to the January 30th filing, Kaplan granted the joint petition from 8 media outlets to unseal the names of the two individuals for the limited purpose of asserting the public's claim right of access to the identities. He noted, however, that there was not much weight in favor of each side of the argument. Now, the unsealing of the grantor's names also isn't guaranteed, as Kaplan has given Bankman-Fried's legal counsel until February 7th, which is, what, one more week, to contend the decision, the judge wrote that an appeal is likely and stated that if a notice of appeal from this order is filed by then, he would extend the deadline to February 14th, ultimately an additional week, to permit an application for further stay to be made. Now, Bankman-Fried was released from custody back in December after two unknown people signed on a sureties for the $250 million bond along Bankman-Fried's parents, Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried. Eight major media companies, which include Bloomberg, the Financial Times, and Reuters, demanded public disclosure of the two individuals responsible for guaranteeing the bond in a January 12th letter addressed to the district judge, Lewis Kaplan. Attorneys from Davis Wright Tremaine LLP, acting on behalf of the media giants, insist that the public's right to know Bankman-Fried's grantors outweighed their privacy and safety rights. Now, Bankman-Fried's lawyers have, however, continued to argue that their identity should be kept a secret, as his parents have already been the subject of threats, and the FTX founder and those linked to his face serious security risks. Now, in his ruling, Kaplan said he has no reason to doubt threats had occurred, but was yet to see the evidence to that effect, adding the following, but it does not follow that the non-parental securities, or sureties, my bad, would face similar threats and harassment. Now, Kaplan further argued that Bankman-Fried's parents face intense scrutiny due to their close relationship to their son and his father's employment at FTX for a year prior to the exchange's collapse. Thus, the defendants claim that the non-parental securities would face similar intrusions is speculative and only entity to modestly weigh. And moreover, the information sought in example, the names of the bail securities, traditionally is public information. But there you have it. How do you feel this is likely to play out? I do like to point out, I think it is the public's right to know who these individuals are, especially after Bankman-Fried was caught red-handed, ultimately scamming millions of investors and creditors out of billions upon billions of dollars. I think it's our right to know. So who do you think these two mysterious individuals will be? Wouldn't it be shocking if it was like Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, and like something insane like the chairman of the SEC, Gary Gensler? Those are the two people that bailed out Bankman-Fried. But hey, that's just speculation. It wouldn't surprise me to say the least, but it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. With that being shared, now let's break down our breaking story of the day, which is Deka Bank adopting the King Crypto, and then we'll dive into a $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price prediction as per Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Check this out. One of Germany's largest asset managers will offer Bitcoin and crypto to its clients. Let's go. Deka Bank, which has over 360 billion euros, valued at $390 billion in assets under management, has selected Quis crypto services provider Medico to underpin and orchestrate its digital asset custody and management operations per a Tuesday press release. Let's go. Deka Bank is a key provider of security services in Germany, offering a broad range of services, including custody, asset management, and capital market solutions to the German Saving Banks Finance Group. The new partnership will enable Deka Bank's extensive network of savings banks to access Bitcoin and cryptocurrency services through a regulated and intuitive investment vehicle. Quoting them here, digital assets are a critical part of the future, a radical new way of how assets will be represented from currencies to real estate, said Andreas Sack, Deka Bank's product owner for digital asset custody, per the press release. Quoting them again here, today, I just lost my mark. Today, we make another important step towards laying the foundation for giving our institutional investors and millions of people in Germany access to this transformational opportunity. And in July 2021, Deka Bank reportedly considered investing in Bitcoin following a new German law that would let institutional funds, so-called, I don't know what's going on. There's gremlins on my screen or something. Keep losing my spot. But anyways, let institutional funds, so-called special funds, put up to 20% of their holdings in Bitcoin and another cryptocurrency. So as you can see, this is definitely another bullish omen for the entire crypto space as more major asset managers around the world continue to adopt the King Crypto. With that being shared, now for the moment we have all been waiting for, and that's this $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price prediction as per Plan B. The popular Bitcoin analyst Plan B outlines a scenario that he predicts could propel Bitcoin's price up to $1 million in the year 2025. And at a minimum, he expects the asset to rise above $100,000 that year, which is over 300% above its current price. In a video published on Sunday, Plan B emphasized And wow, this is going a little wild. That Bitcoin's pump in January confirms that the asset's 4-year cyclical price bottom is now behind us. How many of you are in agreement with plan B that the bottom is currently in at 15,700? So from here, he forecasts the start of yet another bull market, estimating Bitcoin between $100,000 and $1 million within 3 years. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin bottom is in, 2024 halving greater than 32,000, 2025 bull market greater than 100,000. Scenario could look like this, which he outlines in this stock the flow chart. Note the 100,000 to $1 million yellow range estimate for 2025. So that's right. Stock the flow is ultimately predicting a 6-figure Bitcoin price sometime between 2024 and 2025 with the potential possibility of hitting $1 million for a potential high. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Someone chimed in, 100,000 to $1 million is a pretty large range, and Plan B responded, but the low end of that range is still 4x. From today, touche, makes a good point. So he also says it'll be higher than 100,000 because the stock to flow model in this prediction is based on indicating 500,000. The analyst multiplied the latter figure by 2 to arrive at his upper bound $1 million prediction, then divided it by 2 while dragging it down further for the sake of being conservative and for this lower bound 100,000 target. While he recognized that the range may be considered large and unstable, he claimed it would be crazy to make narrow price predictions with Bitcoin's volatility level. Well, he's keeping it real. That's right, by a factor of 10x. Plan B is known for producing stock to flow model, which tries to model the Bitcoin price based on its scarcity. The model predicts parabolic price runs for every asset, or for the asset every 4 years due to the halving event, which cuts Bitcoin supply issuance within such intervals. The analyst was largely criticized for his model last year, having predicted Bitcoin would rise above 100,000 in late 2021. However, Plan B created a new stock to flow model based on Bitcoin's 18-month average stock to flow ratio, which envisions less erratic price pumps and more gradual climb for Bitcoin across its lifetime. Now let's discuss the Wall Street cheat sheet. Plan B backed up his bullish analysis by referencing a Wall Street cheat sheet, a model breaking down the psychology of market cycles and the pattern in which they play out. The analysts argued that Bitcoin is currently in its disbelief phase. When a new market trend emerges in the middle of a bear market and amateurs are hesitant to believe the uptrend will last, Bitcoin's collapse to lows not seen since late 2017 after the FTX collapse, prompting some traders such as DataDash to believe that it could be on track for yet another 50% bleed. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto and agree with Plan B that we're likely to see a 6-figure to 7-figure Bitcoin price action post-halving of 2024? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.